Hi, my name is Audrey Jordan. This is my subject matter expert interview for Entrepreneurship 630 with Dr. Davidson. I have Natalie Lamb, who is the laboratory director at Sampson Regional Medical Center. Natalie, what made you choose a laboratory field of study?
I originally went to college with the intent of being a nurse. I didn't get into nursing school, so I had to declare a biology major. I saw clinical laboratory science advertised as one of the majors and thought it would be very interesting since I really liked science and math.
Would you say it was difficult during your studies?
Yes, it was. I went to a very small high school, and this was culture shock for me going to a large university.
Where did you complete your college education?
The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
How large are the classes there?
Most of the undergrad classes were lecture hall classes, so some of the organic and inorganic chemistries were 200 to 300 people. When I got into my major classes for clinical laboratory science, I think we had around 20 in the class.
Would you say you like the small classes better than larger classes?
Yes, because it's more one-on-one with the professors.
What is your typical day consist of while at work as a laboratory director?
I usually start with a plan of what I need to accomplish and work on for the day. Some days I get to do that, and other days I do a lot of problem solving.
What are some of the challenges that you face, and how would you resolve those challenges?
Budgeting and scheduling. I tried to learn as much as I could about budget, and I kept a lot of data. I had no budgeting experience before I came into this position besides a personal budget. Keeping track of data makes that a lot easier, so you can track what your expenditures are and other contracts that you have to pay annually. Scheduling is a big issue, and it's like working a big puzzle, and you have to move a lot of pieces around until you get the shifts filled.
What do you believe is the best way to motivate someone?
Positive motivation.
What is an example of how you would motivate someone in the lab that's not doing as they should be? Like, if you had someone who's not running the analyzer and they're standing around playing on their phone, how would you deal with that?
I usually go through and just give them a warning, hey, put your phone up, we're tracking turnaround times. And a lot of our output leads to our end of the year merit raises, so everybody's got to work together to get the results out, to get the results back to the doctor, to keep the patient care as a number one priority.
How do you reward individuals within the company, or how does the company as a whole reward them?
We have merit-based performance system. The hospital has 3 goals. The laboratory has 3 goals, and then each employee has individual goals. So by meeting all the hospital goals and meeting the lab goals, you end up getting a certain percentage of the merit, and then your individual performance fills out the other percentage of the merit increase.
Do you believe that individual recognition within going up to individuals and telling them how they're doing, that makes a difference with their motivation skills?
Yes, I do.
How do you view the importance of passion in the job industry in general?
You've got to enjoy what you do in order to be the best at it. And those that show up just for a paycheck usually don't last long because they don't care about what they're doing. And I've always heard if you find a job you love, you'll never dread going to work.
That is true. I agree. What is your ambition?
To be the best at everything I do.
What are your thoughts on being able to multitask?
It is a must in the laboratory. If you're not able to multitask and work around distractions, you'll never make it in the lab.
Do you believe it is necessary in the laboratory to know how to multitask? Well, yes, you answered it pretty much. Do you think people who multitask are considered unorganized?
No.
What is the most important skill or lesson that you have learned so far?
Well, to be able to multitask around distractions. I've also learned to ask for help when needed and that change can be a good thing.
And finally, what advice would you recommend to become a successful leader?
Listen, learn as much as you can and don't ask someone to do something that you wouldn't or haven't done. You need to lead by example.
I agree. Thank you for taking the time today to complete this interview with me.
You're welcome.